Adnan.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure to be with you today. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to come and discuss the current situation in Somalia and particularly in Puntland, and also to give you a briefing about the relationship between Ukraine and Somalia. First, I would like to talk about the strategic importance of Puntland as a state in Somalia. The state of Puntland lies at the northeastern part of Somalia. It occupies one-third of the Somali territory and comprises one-fourth of the Somali population. It is strategically located and is the only state that borders both the Red Sea and the Indian Ocean. It's also the gateway to the Gulf of Aden. Puntland is the most peaceful state of Somalia. It is the oldest federal member state of Somalia and established in 1998, way before the formation of the federal government in 2004. Let me now delve into the historic relationship between UAE and Somalia. Somalia and UAE have historical ties that predate the independence of both states. UAE is the biggest trading partner of Somalia. Thousands of Somalis sought safety and succor in UAE after the collapse of the Somali state. Tens of thousands live in UAE and have gained employment in this country. Moreover, UAE is and has been a strategic partner in the fight against terrorism, illegal human trafficking, illegal fishing and piracy. Their support is vital and is indispensable for the safety of the Somali people. Recently, DP World have signed an agreement with Puntland. It is the biggest investment in Puntland since the collapse of the state in 1991. This investment is important for the development in the region, creating thousands of jobs for the unemployed youth. It also created a network externality which brings more and more investment to Puntland. It also contributes to the security and development of Somalia, what we call the security development network. You cannot have development without security, and you cannot have security without development. Now, Somalia is the federal government. Why do we have chosen? And it's important to understand the concept of federalism in Somalia. The idea of federalism was to establish a state government is responsible for certain government functions whilst ensuring federal government that upholds the nation's unity. Somalia's collapse of 1991 was the result of centralized power and the Mogadishu city state. Somalia is not Mogadishu, and Mogadishu is not Somalia. Federalism ensures that a national government does not have dictatorial powers, and that the nation's political future is discussed, negotiated, and shared among the Somali political entities in the interest of the nation. We support a federal government that upholds the federal constitution by protecting the federal government's rights and also respecting the rights of the state government in their areas of jurisdiction. It's important to understand that under federalism, all government powers is exclusive, concurrent, or residual. Residual means powers not explicitly declared in the federal constitution belongs to the states. It's important that all government institutions, federal and state, work together toward a common goal of saving Somalia. Federalism is supposed to ensure cooperation among federal and regional states, especially security cooperation and different competition. And in the federal constitution, it provides the following powers. Article 54 of the Puntland constitution stipulates that the government of Puntland may enter into agreements with national and foreign independence and can assign licenses for benefiting from natural resources. Also, Article 142 of the Federal Constitution stipulated, and in such time that all federal member states of Somalia are established and the adopted federal member state constitutions are harmonized with the Somali Federal Constitution, the federal member states existing prior to the provisional adoption of this provisional constitution shall retain and exercise the powers endowed by their own constitution, accepted by both constitutions. Thank you again for having me, and I will welcome your questions, and if you may have some. Thank you.
Any questions, please? If you could just state your name and your title.
Hello, I'm Noel Browning with Accord Reuters, and I have two questions. Given the events that have been unfolding in Mogadishu in the last week, is there any concern that the Qatari-UAE dispute will further destabilize Somali politics? And following in on that, given the UAE's military moves in Yemen, its new base in Eritrea, is there any concern that the Red Sea area on both sides of its coast will become a kind of sphere of influence, a competition between various powers, namely the UAE and Iran, Qatar and the UAE, and even Security Council powers like China and France, United States. Thank you.
Thank you. Two good questions. The first one, regarding the relationship between UAE and Somalia, in any diplomatic relationship, sometimes there are hiccups. We believe this dispute will not last long because the relationship and brotherly cooperation between Somalia and UAE supersedes and is more important than the arguments. I think this is a wind that will pass soon. And I'm sure the relationship between Somalia and UAE is long lasting, and it will improve hopefully in the near future. And I think, as I said, this week will be overcome soon. As far as the Red Sea and the I'm not following the politics that taking place in Yemen. But Puntland, as you know, is very, there's a thin water between Puntland and Yemen. And obviously that's why I was discussing the cooperation between UAE and Somalia regarding the trafficking of unlimited actors such as Al-Shabaab, ISIS, illegal fishing, illegal human trafficking. These are the areas that we really closely cooperate with the UAE. Bunda being the gateway to the Gulf of Aden and to the Middle East, it makes it more important for us to have that relationship and that support from the UAE government.
Question? Another question?
Yes,
question.
Abdul Musa from Friends of the Home Foundation from London. Mr. President, nice having you here. My question to you is, what the consequence would be if the cooperation, military cooperation and piracy and security cooperation you have with the UAE, if that is being truncated, what would be the consequence, do you think?
I hope God forbid that will not happen. That relationship between the support of UAE regarding the illegal activities on the coast of Somalia, such as I haven't emphasized enough about the strategic importance of Puntland. More than its eastern maybe 24,000 to 30,000 ships go through the Gulf of Aden off the coast of Puntland. That's why it's important that the support of the UAE to the Puntland Maritime Police Force is very important. Because the world economy, world commerce, depends on the safety passage of that territorial waters. So therefore, I'm sure the support will stay, and also because it's important for both countries, not only for Somalia, not only for Puntland, but also it helps the position security of UAE. We are at the first line of defense against terrorism. We are the first line of defense against piracy. We are the first line of defense against illegal human trafficking. All those are important also for the safety and security of the UAE. So this is a mutually beneficial relationship, not only for Somalia, but also for UAE too.
Question over here.
Another question.
يوسف عالم الاتحاد. أنا سؤالي إيه هي المجالات اللي ممكن يكون فيها تعاون من بورتلاند والإمارات؟ وهل تعتقدون بدور قطر لإزكاء الخلافات؟
It's really the question. That's funny. You can just read the question from.
Translation, translation.
ايه هي مجالات الاقتصاديه اللي ممكن يكون فيها تعاون ما بين الامارات وبورتلاند؟ وهل تعتقدون بوجود دور قطر لازكاء الخلافات؟
Fueling the dispute?
The area of cooperation between Puntland and UAE is a start now. The DP World is investing in the Port of Posaso, the expansion of Port of Posaso, investing more than $336 million. This is the beginning. We expect more in the area of industrial zones, free zones, infrastructure development. Cooperation in the area of security, as I said, the UAE is supporting Puntland Maritime Police Force, over 2,000 men who are engaged in protecting Puntland and Somalia from all kinds of illegal activity that I have already mentioned. The area, we are expecting more in the area of social development, education, health, water and sanitation. So these are the areas of cooperation that we are expecting to have more and more with the UAE. Regarding Gadar, I think the issue of Gadar in Somalia will be a nuisance, and later on the long-standing relationship between UAE and Somalia will gain more and more.
Hello, I'm Charlie Mitchell from The National, a newspaper in Abu Dhabi. There seems to be a consensus that the central government in Mogadishu is unable to provide many of the things that the states in Somalia require. It seems that that's part of the reason that Somalia ended up getting involved to an extent in the Gulf disputes. So I wonder if you disputed that notion, and if and sort of where you saw the future of Puntland within that that backdrop.
Obviously, you are stating the facts, and that's true. Because the
reach of the federal government is very limited in Sagani, Somalia. It's our government, it's the federal government, obviously, but at the same time, this country is getting out of the long civil wars, and it takes a while for the collapsed state to bring those pieces back together. We are in the process of doing that. We are in a healing process. We need to address these issues very carefully, bringing back Somalia, together Somalia, and making it a viable state will take a while, but we are getting there. We see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we can reach there by consensus, mutual understanding between the center and the periphery, and we're doing that. We're doing that, and hopefully we will gain our lost bounty, and Somalia will be a useful member